Hello, I'm Carl Sabatino.
And hello, I'm Roland Smith.
And this is Smith Sabatino. And to our listeners, good day and welcome, and thank you for listening in. And with all of that, let's see what this broadcast brings, Roland.
You know, you say that every time you open this program.
That is correct.
Is this? Are you reading this? Have you memorized this? Do you dream about that?
A little bit of both.
Where does this come from?
A little bit of both. I've learned the opening and the close to have it in front of you so you don't wander. Mm-hmm. I try to stay within the box because we want to get the show started. But I like getting it started on the same. I learned this, by the way. We mentioned him, and bless his passing, Don Pardo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many shows he ever did, but he always had the writing opening and the close. And a guy by the name of Mike Lewis, the voice of ABC.
Mm-hmm.
If you heard his voice, you'd recognize him. Mike Lewis, the same thing. I went into the booth. There's actually a booth. They always had the same notes. And I said, but you remember, you've been doing this for years. He says, just to make sure I stay within the box.
No, I understand that. You know, basically before I got into physical television,
yes.
I was the booth announcer.
There you go.
For a television station in a small market. All scripts were in front of you.
Yes.
Even the simple little ID that said, you know, who you were.
Exactly.
And you know, your call letters, and that was it.
It's right here in writing.
But it was right there in writing.
Right here in writing, because it keeps you where you got to be so you don't go wandering off on the intros and the outs.
Well, most booth announcers, as I recall, in those old days, I'm going back, I got to go back 50 years.
Yes.
Everything was, as I said, everything was scripted, but you really never wandered off unless the director said to you, and it was all live, by the way.
That's correct.
The director said, you know, Phil, for some reason.
But it became a...
But then you had pieces of copy that you could go to, 10 seconds, 15 seconds.
Exactly. And they were all there on the, I used to call the left side. But
right.
On the right side your important copy for that particular moment, and it kept you grounded right there so you don't go wandering off. Every now and then we want to throw a word or two in, because you as a booth announcer, I was one, we have a tendency of wanting to throw in an adjective or an adverb along the way where it doesn't belong. It's natural. In conversation, we do that all the time. But this is the lead-ins, so I'm going to stick to it.
you know what the other big problem was, though, in ad-libbing in early days of both television and radio?
Yes.
Was using the word to allow you to think for a split second what you want to say next.
And I do have that problem.
Well, we all do.
Yeah.
We all do. In this day and age,
it's natural, and again, the purpose of the script, because it prevented you from doing that. You weren't searching for that to go find something that you've done 10,000 times. And I said, but Pardo, I used to call him Pardo. I said, Pardo, but you've done this. It keeps me in the middle, he used to say. It keeps me in the middle, and I don't screw it up. And he's always afraid of screwing up at least the intro. It's always his biggest concern was the intro.
Wasn't there something famous that he did screw up?
Yes, there was.
What was that?
As soon as you said it, my brain started scrambling which one was. Next week, I promise you I'll have it, because I have it actually in my computer. I actually have, because he sent me a note, actually his own personal note, and it was a big one. He was actually doing the wrong show. The paperwork he had in front of me, the show he was doing, was the wrong copy, and he kept on going. It was the wrong show. It was a radio show, and he kept right on going. He never forgot that to this day, to the day he was alive, and he worked until his 92 years old. God bless him.
That to me is phenomenal. That's the same guy The gentleman who did the announcing at Yankee Stadium.
Yes.
Who passed a year or so ago.
Bob Shepard.
Bob Shepard.
Oh, he was wonderful.
Oh, indeed. And, you know, and Derek Jeter, who is retiring this year.
Yes.
Has Bob Shepard announcing when he comes to the plate by recording. And he's always asked for that, and it's always played.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, that's wonderful. I have been watching Yankee games.
Well, I mean, I can understand why, since the season is about to close, and they're not doing too well. But, you know, who knows?
Who knows? You never can
there
tell.
There might be miracles here and there.
Miracles we're looking for here on this broadcast,
anyway,
as well.
I had some things I wanted to talk to you about.
We'll pick it up on the next one.
No, but we kept this going in a different way. But I keep wondering, why do you do that?
It's my way. And my way continues on Smith Sabatino. We're back.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America.
American Biker Minute. Motorcycles at October's Biketoberfest, something other than Harley American made with an AR-15 holster. Daytona Beach Police threw Harley-Davidson under the bus. Today on American Biker Minute, brought to you by Dish Network. $24.99 a month for a year with free installation, free HD for life, and a free HD video recorder. Order now to get a free premium channel for 3 months. 800-241-9495. Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Daytona Beach Police threw Harley-Davidson under the bus. The new Beach Cop ride is, drumroll please, Daytona cops chose 12 Victory Police bikes with tip-over bars, radio siren combo, extra battery, and a knockdown paint job. 2014 Biketober revelers, don't look for hogs, look for Tories, as the Volusia County cops are riding American iron, but from another maker. ABM's Biketoberfest shows begin the second full week of October. Meanwhile, who are they expecting to do battle with AR-15? Holsters, ISIS, American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
When you need money, it's tempting to cash out your retirement plan. Research shows 40% of people in their 20s and 30s have done that.
It's a costly decision. Here's an example. You're 30 years old with $20,000 in your 401k. If you cash it out, you'll only net about $14,000 by the time you pay penalties and withholding.
If you leave it alone until you're 62, you'll have $130,000, assuming you earn 6% a year. So cashing out is a short-term solution with long-term consequences.
There's a better alternative. Borrow from your retirement plan, which most plans allow for.
You'll have to pay it back with interest, but you're paying yourself, which will help you reach big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com. Are you an inventor? If you have an invention or idea you want to patent and bring to market, call Invent Help now. They have all the information you need for free. Call 1-800-419-3996. That's 800-419-3996.